Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Now, we're in 1 Timothy, and we got started in the qualifications for elders in the local church. We're going to 1 Timothy 3. It opens with qualifications for elders. It then moves to qualifications for deacons. And then it moves to the matter of the wives, I believe, of those who are ordained and how they are to be viewed in terms of their lifestyle that complements their husbands in these ordained offices and their ministries. But where we are is on the first section, verses 1 through 7, that contain the qualifications for an elder. And let me remind you that what we said was a couple of things from verse 1. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. So we made a number of observations. First of all, the office does not seek the man. The man seeks the office. He has to humble himself to put himself before the church of God to determine that which he senses as an internal call of the Holy Spirit to be an elder in the church is affirmed by the external call of the Holy Spirit through the approbation and affirmation and assent of the church. So he aspires. And the office of overseer is called a noble task. Well, that tells you leadership is work. And the office of an elder is work. We are not office wearers, we are office bearers. And it is noble. I believe there is no greater calling in this world than to be an ordained elder in the Church of Jesus Christ and the only institution that you are a part of that's headed into eternity. And that is the Church of Christ, the Bride of Christ, which is entrusted to the care and the leadership of the Lord's people. Well, now he begins to give the qualifications that the church is to look at. So let's take a look at them, and we'll look at verses 2 through 7. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, nor violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Well, I don't think we're going to get through this today, so I'm having to ask you that you be patient with me because of the importance of this subject of leadership in the church, because normally a church doesn't go beyond its leadership, and when God wants to do something in a church, he usually begins it by doing it among leaders. Now, he has given us the profile of the leaders that the church is to assent to the position of elder as they submit themselves to the office of elder. And the very first one is that they must be above reproach. Now, this is the governing qualification. That does not mean an elder must be perfect. No, there is no such thing as a perfect sinner saved by grace until we get to heaven. But it does mean he ought to have a life that can be defended against any charges. He ought to have a life that has demonstrated the true marks of conversion. In other words, the fact of justification, that is, you're saved and right with God through the blood and righteousness of Christ, is not the qualification for being an elder. No, it is not the fact of your justification. It is the maturation and progress of your sanctification. Well, to what degree is an elder to be above reproach? Well, he then lays out 16 qualifications. Now, I am not going to go into great detail on all of these qualifications, but I am going to walk you through them beginning tomorrow. But today, just simply as you might read through it, I want you to notice something, that they fall in four interdependent spheres. First of all, the private life of the elder, verses 2 and 3, and then the married life of an elder, verses 4 and 5, and then the witness of the candidate within the church, and that's in verse 6, and then his reputation outside the church, verse 7. So we're going to talk about that and walk our way through each of these qualifications tomorrow. But today, this has been a slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.